there's going to be a cost, or we're going to have to spend some money on it. But I think the approach in using existing infrastructure, these private businesses, one, we're protecting the businesses, people that have paid into the system, blood, sweat, and tears, and money. These are professionals that are already in the workforce in that sector. Talking about a teacher shortage as we have now, if we move that into the public schools, we already have a teacher shortage. We're not taking into account what happens at a Christmas break and summertime. We don't take into account shift workers and things like that. So these daycares are well positioned to do that. Daycare's bill will support them and give them an influx of cash to continue to operate and expand. And I think that's the appropriate approach because it's a long-term solution and not just a political idea.